The Darling River and Menindee Lakes are in crisis. We are working hard to bring out and share the personal lived stories and facts surrounding the problem to the people of Australia and around the world. You are listening to The Vanishing River, Voices from the Darling, a radio series interviewing real people living along the Barwon-Darling River system in western New South Wales, outback Australia. The interviews in this series were recorded in April and May 2018, and please stay tuned.
This is Bunda out in the field reporting. I'm on the banks of the Darling River in Wentworth, and I'm speaking with Catherine Milne.
G'day, Bunda. How are you?
Good. How do you see the Darling River today in 2018?
The Darling, everywhere I've been, has been a little puddle in a big patch of sand. It's a empty waterway and she's dying.
The water that you've seen, Catherine, has that been little putrid pools of blue-green algae?
The water I've seen has been stagnant, very small amounts of water, if any. And actually, when I was in Wilcannia last month for the protest rally, there was a kangaroo that hopped down into the water, had a drink, and had to be put out of its misery a day later because the water was toxic.
That was still floating there when I was there last week, along with the pelican.
Yeah.
How was the protest in Wilcannia?
It was amazing. The community there was so passionate about their river. Every man and their dog rocked up. Everybody wanted to be involved. And I have never heard screaming like that from the lungs of local people.
There was a lot of children there too. They were leading it, weren't they? The future leaders of the town, the young kids.
What do we want? What do we got? What do we want? What do we want?
We're
going to
move down the lake.
What do we want? What do we got? What do we want? What do we got? When do we want it? What do we want?
Yeah, there's a lot of concern in the younger generations of Australians. I can say everybody I've spoken to is very concerned about their future on this land and their access to water. We don't know if we are going to see healthy rivers and environments when we're in our middle age. And when we have children, we don't know what's going to be left by industry on this beautiful land. We don't know if we're going to have access to clean water. We don't know if cod and yellow-bellied perch are going to be present in our waterways. A lot of us, millennials, Gen Y, and younger generations, are going to need to deal with the problems left over by out-of-touch bureaucrats and industry men, the decision makers of our day, who obviously have no care factor for the people, no care factor for the land, and no care factor for the rivers. These things are being trashed. These human rights and these rights to a healthy environment are not political priorities. We're seeing the outcomes now. These industries wave a bit of money under the nose of our politicians, and suddenly we don't have water. Suddenly we don't have animals. We don't have native Australian flora and fauna. And this stuff took millennia to evolve, took millions of years to evolve. How do we buy that back once it's gone? We can't. Who's going to return it to us?
You are listening to The Vanishing River, Voices from the Darling, a radio series interviewing real people living along the Barwon-Darling River system in Western New South Wales, outback Australia. The interviews in this series were recorded in April and May 2018, and please stay tuned.
Industries wave a bit of money under the nose of our politicians, and suddenly we don't have water. Suddenly we don't have animals. We don't have native Australian flora and fauna. And this stuff took millennia to evolve, took millions of years to evolve. How do we buy that back once it's gone? We can't. Who's going to return it to us?
That's a very good question. And as a young Aboriginal woman, how does that make you feel, knowing that there might not be the traditional plants for medicine, or you might not be able to teach your children when you have them how to fish, how to catch yabbies? How does that affect you, Catherine?
As a human being living on this planet, I'm deeply disappointed that priority has gone to money and to a group of greedy men, a few greedy men, and that that has been prioritised over any culture on our planet, and that water is now being fought over by the people here.
How can you compare the difference between growing up on the river and what it's like now in 2018?
I grew up on the Murray River in Nangiloc, which is just outside of Mildura, and we would be down the river every day. It was amazing, every day of summer, and we would swim in there, and we would have floods every few years, and we have a huge stand of black box just outside of my bedroom window at my dad's place. I used to go to sleep looking at that. It hasn't been flooded in 12 years. And that's a concern, because isn't a natural cycle there for a reason? Why are we disrupting that? Why are we making the water so toxic and so limited that black box trees might not be able to grow new stands regularly? What are we giving up? And what are we getting for that? Is it worth it? We're not getting enough for what's being taken from us. And I actually think that nothing could pay for what we are losing. No amount of money in the world.
Absolutely. You can't put a price on the natural environment. And would you like to see governments held accountable and heads roll over what's being happening here on the Darling River and the Murray River?
Absolutely. I think fundamentally these actions are illegal. They're against human rights, for one. Number two, who told these people they own the water? Who told these people they own the land? I'm pretty sure this has been through court already. I'm pretty sure Mabo took a stand once already. If he could do it, I think it's time. I think it's time for the people to get together. And I think it's time for a class action against our government, against our bureaucrats and our industry men. Actually, they're not ours. They're theirs. This nation never ceded sovereignty. This is our land. This is our water. The people here now. It's being stolen. It's not being sold. This is theft. It's being stolen.
Would you like to have this theft of the water taken to the United Nations?
Absolutely. Let's go.
Are you rallying towards this as a strategy?
This is definitely on the cards and has been discussed. This has been discussed by people in groups of my own age and of community groups around my town and around other towns. Every protest I attend, this legal matter comes up. This legality comes up. And there is a growing dissent within the population of Australia. Don't push us.
Do you think that there could be war over this water?
I think there's already war going on, and I think strategies within industry are prepared to take us on as a matter of war, as an act of war, this water being stolen. This is already a war.
And a thirsty war at that. Who's going to be a voice for nature? They've got the Royal Commission happening now in South Australia. Who's going to go there and speak for the kangaroo and the emu and the goannas and the fish and all of the birds?
By rights, every single Australian should be marching out of their front door right now. They should be gathering in groups and they should be making noise. And if you don't have legs, get on your computer. Send an email, get on your phone, call up your local, get on the radio, call the newspapers. Everybody should be outraged, and I don't understand why there isn't more noise being made right now, but I know that it is building, and I invite you to join in. I invite everybody who loves to fish, who loves to look at nature, anyone who likes to take photos, anyone who wants to paint, get out. Do something now. This won't be here. Do something now.
This is the strong voice of a young woman who grew up on the river, Catherine Milne, telling you people now, telling the listener, you've got to take direct action. Direct action gets results.
I think we need a federal royal commission. We need a federal royal commission, and we need a grassroots human movement. Thank you.
Thanks.
Very good.
Thanks, Bunda.
This is The Vanishing River, Voices from the Darling. Interviews with real people affected by ever-diminishing flows along Australia's iconic Darling River. The Vanishing River, Voices from the Darling, is produced by Earthling Studios at Grassy Head, New South Wales. Executive producer, Mark Merritt. Field coordinators and technical assistants by Susie Peak and Kath Eaglesham. Interviews by Mark Merritt and Kath Eaglesham. Voice overs by Sally Hook. Please write to us with your feedback. Post Office Box 30, Stewart's Point, New South Wales, 2441.
The Darling is dying, please take my word.
The Darling River and Menindee Lakes are in crisis. We are working hard to bring out and share the personal lived stories and facts surrounding the problem to the people of Australia and around the world. We aim to do this in plain language that everyone can understand. To find out more about issues and matters related to the Darling River, go to the Vanishing River website, www.thevanishingriver.com.au. thevanishingriver.com.au.
What do we want? What do we got? What do we want? What do we want? What do we got? Let's go! Yeah.